WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. How do furloughed government workers survive a government shutdown? FDA microbiologist Stephanie Rogers is also the single mother of two.
It's always very concerning how we're going to survive day to day.
The Trump administration is threatening to turn furloughed into fired for thousands of workers. White House correspondent Weijia Jiang.
It is notable that in previous shutdowns, federal workers have been furloughed or placed on unpaid leave, but not fired. This is a different scenario because the White House directed the agencies and departments to consider permanent layoffs. And the White House press secretary said that they are imminent.
No more talks are expected until Friday due to the Yom Kippur observance tonight and tomorrow. The Trump administration says putting federal law enforcement officers in Memphis has been the right decision. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
Roughly 650 law enforcement personnel from 19 agencies are now walking the streets of Memphis. During their first 2 days on the ground, U.S. government data we obtained shows that 52 arrests were made. Of those, 36 were criminal arrests for charges involving illegal firearms, drugs, warrants, but 17 were civil immigration arrests.
Jane Goodall has died. Her name, of course, synonymous with conservation and preservation since the 60s, when a research found that chimpanzees use tools and create complex societies just like we do. Scientist Jeffrey Flocken is with the Humane World for Animals and was his personal friend of Goodall's.
Since she gained a voice globally as a spokesperson for animal welfare, animal rights, and saving the planet, she used that tirelessly.
Jane Goodall was 91. Nothing yet from Hamas after President Trump's latest peace proposal. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
Gaza continues to burn as Hamas weighs up its response to the U.S. peace proposal. And the Israeli military presses on with its offensive, launching strikes across the territory.
A new honor for the late President Jimmy Carter. Here's WSB's Jonathan O'Brien.
Inside the packed auditorium at the Carter Center, Postal Service officials and family members gathered to unveil the new Forever Stamp, which honors America's 39th president on what would have been his 101st birthday. His grandson, Jason Carter, says,
"It's his first birthday since he passed, and it's a wonderful way to celebrate. I mean, we're very excited. We all love the stamp. It's good to have such a good group of people together to celebrate him."
Postal Service officials say through his conduct and accomplishments, Carter personified the best of America. Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The soul of the West lives on in every pair of handcrafted cowboy boots. At Boot Barn, we're proud to carry a heritage brand that's been preserving tradition and honing their craft since 1879. Made with techniques passed down from father to son, Justin boots stand for quality, comfort, and timelessness. With roots going back over 100 years, they're more than a bootmaker. They're a Western legacy. Justin boots at Boot Barn.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP, an Elite CompTIA certification partner.
VA education benefits are available to those who qualify.
CBS's Michael Wallace has a look at what scientists say about young people and their chances of developing long COVID.
A study by the National Institutes of Health's Recover Initiative found after a second infection, people under 21 were more than three times as likely as those infected once to develop long COVID symptoms.
Symptoms involving the brain to symptoms involving the heart, symptoms involving the lungs.
Researcher Dr. Alexander Charney says most of the kids had not been vaccinated. Other studies have shown COVID vaccines significantly reduce the risk of long COVID. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A new report on U.S. school book bans finds Stephen King is the most likely author to be pushed out of libraries and classrooms. PENA America's survey says out of some 6,800 books that were banned, 87 were King titles. His books were tossed more than 200 times. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and mild tonight, a low within a few degrees of 60. Mostly sunny and staying warm for tomorrow, a high in the mid-70s. We push into the 80s for the rest of the week and weekend, some rain chances towards Sunday. Currently, it's 66.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits. W-R-J-N.
You're sweet as a honeybee, but like a honeybee stings, you're gonna let my heart in pain. All you left on your left is a favorite song, the one we danced to all night long. Oh,
you lied. Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had to.
Local news, timeless hits here on WRJN. Your home for Don Rosen, weekday mornings from 6 until 9. Don brings in all kinds of fun people to talk to. Not only the timeless hits, the news updates with Stuart J. Waddles, and of course, weather and sports. He talks about the people who make it fun to live in Racine. It all happens weekday mornings, 6 to 9, with Don Rosen on WRJN.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school. The stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons. And now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, the circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Yo! I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she can hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. The Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up and started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I need to move to dig a mambo. Too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
For the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
W-R-J-N. Oh, yeah, man. like the fool I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, now I am signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Then that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Daydreaming and I'm thinking of you. 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 Look at my mind.
The kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made?
appetite. I love you.
time we meet, everything is sweet. Ooh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
and all I ask of dying is to donate. naturally. You only wanna go naturally. Here I go. Ha! Don't wanna go by the devil, don't wanna go by demon, don't wanna go by Satan, don't wanna die uneasy. Just let me go naturally. And when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Peter King. The first day of the government shutdown is in the books with no movement toward a compromise that would end it. Republicans blame Democrats and vice versa. President Trump has promised massive layoffs of government workers. House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Everything that the Trump administration has said about the government shutting down confirms the fact that Republicans are delighted to have shut down the government.
Here's CBS's Stacey Lynn.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says layoffs are imminent.
They are unfortunately a consequence of this government shutdown.
And sources tell CBS News that the OMD director says those layoffs will begin within 2 days.